各位弟兄姐妹、朋友、来宾，主日平安，圣诞快乐。我们欢聚一堂的时候，掌声献给我们的主。我们在这儿欢聚一堂，不论男女，不论老少，不论讲中文还是讲英文，我们一起来庆祝我们的救主诞生。
Merry Christmas to you, all brothers and sisters and friends. We're here celebrating the birth of our Christ, Lord Jesus.
年年都庆祝圣诞，但是今年我心里的感受不一样，因为我年初去了圣地。
We celebrate Christmas every year, but today is very special for me because I went to the Holy Land earlier this year.
来到了耶稣诞生的地方，亲手触摸当年摆放马槽的土地，跪在那里感恩祷告。上帝的儿子从天而降，诞生人间，拯救我们的历史就真实地环绕着我。
So I went to the birthplace of Jesus Christ and I touched the ground where Jesus was born. And so I experienced the love of the Christmas, of love of God. And I was surrounded by the gospel.
那个小城叫伯利恒，在耶路撒冷城南大概十公里的地方。
So that little town is called Bethlehem. It's about 10 miles south of Jerusalem.
就在耶稣复活升天不太久的时候，那个罗马皇帝哈德良啊，特地在耶稣诞生之地建了一座神庙。
So not long after the birth of Jesus, the Roman Emperor, Hadrian built a temple on the ground where Jesus was born.
他的意思并不是要纪念耶稣，他的意思是说耶稣没诞生在这儿，你们不许来这儿拜他。
Of course, his intention was not to commemorate Jesus' birth, but he wanted to prevent people from worshiping Jesus.
叫此地无银三百两啊，他的刻意遮挡的结果使这片地方成了关于耶稣的历史遗迹当中最准确的地方。
So on the contrary, he wanted to prevent people from commemorating the birth of Jesus, but because of his action, we know exactly where Jesus was born.
世界上第一座圣诞教堂就在那里，最早是由君士坦丁的母亲海伦娜修建的。
So that was the first Christmas church, or the church of the Nativity, and it was commissioned by Constantine and his mother Helena.
这个教堂历经千年的风雨屹立，成为世界上最古老的并且仍然在使用的教堂。
And this church stood for over 1,000 years, and even up to today is still in use.
主后614年，波斯帝国入侵，铁蹄到处，满地都是残垣瓦砾。
And in 614 A.D., the Persians invaded and they destroyed everything.
教堂也无一幸免。
They destroyed all the churches.
他的那个统帅沙赫巴勒兹来到这个教堂，在教堂的西门口看到了一幅壁画。
And the commander of the Persian army, Shahrbaraz, he saw a painting on the west entrance of the church.
那个画中呢，有几个穿着波斯服装的人。
And he saw some people wearing Persian clothes, in the painting.
他一看这是咱们老乡。
And he recognized that these were Persians.
他就想，他们拜的这个婴孩必定不同寻常，说士兵们住手，不要拆这个教堂，不要毁这个教堂，于是教堂被保护下来。
So he thought that this baby that the Persians were worshipping must be special, so he commanded his soldiers to stop destroying this church.
这个圣诞故事啊有三部曲。
So there are three movements in the Christmas story.
首先是序曲。
So first the
overture. 讲圣灵感孕，然后呢是高潮，天使天君跟牧羊人一同赞美主，最后第三部分变成尾声，就是东方博士来朝拜，就跟今天的经文连在一起，跟刚才我说的那幅壁画连在一起。
So the first is the overture, which is the announcing of the conception by the Holy Spirit. The second is the climax, which talks about angels and shepherds praising God. And the third one is the finale, whichtalks about the wise men from the east came to worship, and that's where we're basing our message today.
东方博士千里朝拜的这个尾声呢，只记载在马太福音的第二章，也是今天我们要一起来思想的经文。
So we can find the story of the wise men coming from the east only in the book of Matthew, chapter 2.
让我们一起来读经，你也可以读英文，也可以读中文，我们一起读。
Let's read the Bible passage together.
行。 当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”希律王听见，就心里不安。耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安。他就召齐了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说：犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。”当下希律暗暗地招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。”他们听见王话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的回本地去了。我们经文就念到这里。大家看到进入圣诞故事的尾声之后呢，整个的故事呢是围绕着两方展开的，在这两方的互动之间展开。
So at the end of the Christmas story, we see the story surrounding two groups of people.
第一方呢是希律王，这个希律呢是王的意思，就是他好像罗马人说凯撒，好像埃及说法老，好像我们中国人说皇帝。
So among the first group of people, we see Herod. Now Herod means king. It's like like Caesar in Roman for the Romans, like Pharaoh for the Egyptians, and Emperor for the Chinese.
这里讲的是史上被称为大希律的那一位，一生娶了十个妻子，不辞劳苦。
So the Herod that we're talking about here is Herod the Great. He had 10 wives.
其中四个妻子所生的五个儿子都与新约的历史有关。
And we can find the record of 5 of his sons by 4 of the wives in the New Testament.
大家如果注意到的话，新约中的希律甚多，有超过6个希律，跨及4个年代。
If you read your Bible carefully, you will find 6 different Herods recorded in the New Testament, across 4 generations.
其中大希律的儿子希律安提帕，因为与嫂子啊这个希罗底关系不当，就被施洗约翰批评，后来他竟然把约翰先关押后斩首。之后呢还与比拉多一起审判耶稣。
You also read about one of the sons of Herod the Great, which is Herod Antipas. He was John the Baptist told that he had an inappropriate relationship with his sister-in-law Herodias, and because of that,John the Baptist was beheaded by him, by this Herod.
到了孙子那一代，大希律的孙子希律亚基帕一世，他是杀死了使徒雅各，还把彼得捉拿了下在监里。但是他最后是受到了上帝的惩罚，被虫子咬而死。
And then the grandson, one of the grandsons of Herod the Great was Herod Agrippa the First, and he put James.In prison, and he and then he also put Peter in prison. And then eventually he was struck by an angel of the Lord, and he was eaten by worms and died.
这些呢是我们已经通过读经对他们的家世稍微有一些了解的希律们。
So we can know a little bit about the family of Herods.
再来看东方的来客。
Now the other group is consists of the visitors from the east.
我们中文和合本圣经把他们叫做博士啊 ，PhD 好像是啊。
So in the Chinese Bible, the translation of the wise men, we call them doctors, like they had PhD degrees.
这是指那些懂得星象、善于解梦的术士。
So these are people who know astrologies and they can interpret dreams.
当然不是现代的 PhD, 但是呢也有些道理。
Of course, they are not equivalent to the PhDs that we have today, but there's some truth about this.
就像英文的翻译，这里的博士呢是智者的，智慧之士的意思。
So these are wise men.
其实2000年前啊，在咱们中国的战国时代，这个博士的称号就已经有了。那时候啊，在这个啊，咱们老祖宗啊，汉武帝刘彻的时候就有博士官的制度，咱们有五经，所以就有五经博士。
So about 2000 years ago, in the Chinese Warring States period, the Emperor Wu of Han, he established the doctor system.
所以那时候五经不是摩西五经啊，是咱们中国人的五经哈，诗书礼易春秋啊，这样的五经。
So these are the doctors, who know about the five classics. So these are the five classic books of China.
那些饱读诗书又学有专长的人。被称为博士。
So these are the learned people.
所以我们读了圣经以后，发觉把这批来访耶稣的人称为博士，倒是也蛮贴切的。
So there's truth about calling them doctors in the Chinese translation.
因为从这些人的身上，我们看到了人生的大智慧、真知识。
Because we can find the true wisdom, the true meaning of life, from them.
这也是我们今天的追求，所以我们要从三个方面来思想和学习。
And this is also what we are seeking. So we are going to approach this from three aspects.
第一个方面是要探究上帝的话语。
So first, we need to study the words of God.
大希律统治的时候，那个凯撒奥古斯丁啊，不是奥古斯丁，奥古斯都，凯撒奥古斯都呢搞人口普查，他让每个人都回原籍去做户口登记。
So during the time of Herod the Great, there was a census, a commission by Caesar Augustus. So everybody had to go back to their hometown to be registered.
所以约瑟和身孕已经沉重的玛利亚，从加利利的拿撒勒上到犹太地去，到了伯利恒，这是历史名城。
So Joseph and his pregnant wife Mary went from Nazareth to Bethlehem.And Bethlehem was a famous city.
雅各当年在这里埋葬他的爱妻拉杰，这里也有路德跟波阿斯相遇定情的田野，更是大卫生长和长大的地方。
So this is the place where Jacob buried his wife Rachel, the wife he loved, and this is also the place where Ruth and Boaz met, and they fell in love.And then this is also called the city of David, where David was born and where he grew up.
所以就在那个平静安详的夜晚，玛利亚的产期到了，耶稣降临人间，用布包起来，睡在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
So on this peaceful night, on this silent night, Jesus was born, and he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and placed in a manger.
接下来就是天使向牧羊人报告大喜的消息。今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
So then we read the story about the angel proclaiming the good news to the shepherds. And the angel says, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
天兵跟天使还牧羊人都同声赞美，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And then the angel and the multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and said, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased.
接下来就跟我们今天的经文要接得上了。
And then, let's read today's Bible passage.
We have read it. 耶路撒冷离伯利恒其实不远，救主降生的消息应该很快的从这个十公里以外的地方就传过来。可是那里的人相信牧羊人的话吗？
So Jerusalem was only about 10 miles from Bethlehem, and certainly the news was spread. But did the people in Jerusalem believe what the shepherd said?
显然不。这些人呢，听到牧羊人的消息，他们可能撇着嘴，从鼻子里哼出一声来，哼，生个孩子有什么了不起？马上就把这个消息撇到脑后去了。
Probably not. They heard the news from the shepherds, and they said, what's the big deal about a baby being born? So they went on with their life.
所以人生最大的误区就是认为耶稣跟自己没有关系。
So the greatest mistake in our lives is to think that Jesus has nothing to do with us.
这一天，耶路撒冷城的宁静被打破了，从远方来的骆驼上下来了几个高鼻子、深眼窝、蓝眼睛的波斯人。
So this night, the silence was broken. And then from the east, who came some Persians with tall noses, with big, deep eye sockets and blue eyes.
不光长得跟别人不一样，他举动也不一样。他见人就问，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
And not only were they look different, but then they were asking all the people, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when he rose and have come to worship him.
所以这是传说，这是我们传统中说的东方三博士。其实不一定是三个，我们圣经上没有说是三个，但是因为献了礼物是三样，所以一般就说是三个，也不一定。
So sometimes we call them the three wise men because of the three presents.But probably there were more than three.
从波斯啊，就是今天的伊朗，到耶路撒冷，有差不多2000公里啊，山高水远呐，千里迢迢，要走好几个月的，光靠几个博士啊，他走不到。
So from where they were from Persia, which is present day Iran or Iran, it was about 2,000-mile journey. So just for three wise men to make that.Journey, it was not quite possible.
所以要有牵牲口的，要有做饭的，要有带路的，有很多后勤保障的，再加上这个货物给养，浩浩荡荡的一大队人呢。
So they probably had some people tending their animals. They probably had some people cooking for them, carrying their cargoes. So they were probably quite a few people.
所以一下子耶路撒冷就合成轰动了，说遥远的东方来人了，一群服装奇特、气质高贵、学识渊博的人来了。说是来参拜咱们犹太人的王的，可是我们不知道他在哪儿。
So suddenly Jerusalem was stirred because they have visitors from the east, and they came here to worship a newborn king, and they didn't know where that newborn king was.
外邦人来寻，本地人却一脸茫然，窘在那里。
So the foreigners came to look for the newborn kings, but the locals they didn't know anything about it.
今年呢，10月5号的时候。世界上最著名、最权威、最有影响力的科学奖项，诺贝尔奖的生理学和医学奖揭晓了。得奖的有一位是咱们中国人，大家知道吧？大家假想一下啊，瑞典皇家科学院诺贝尔委员会打电话到中国科学院的情形，办公室的人拿起电话，听对方说 ：“The Nobel Prize winner is you。”我？难道是我吗？然后接着听说 ：“You too。”哦，我也得奖了。
So in October 15th of this year, we found out that one of the winners of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine was a Chinese. So let's imagine that there was a phone call made from Sweden, from the committees of the Nobel Prize to the Chinese Academies of Science. And they said that the recipient of this Nobel Prize is you. And then they said, and you too.And then so the person answering the phone thought, whoa, I was the recipient.
然后他就会说搞错了吧，在我们科学院的院士名单里查无此人。
And then they said, oh, the person answering the phone probably said, oh, you made a mistake. There was no such person here.
我已经声明了，刚才算是设计台词啊。
Of course, that was just imagination. That was not true.
但是现实的情况啊，也值得想。现实的情况是。在获得诺贝尔奖的消息之前，偌大的中国没有几个人知道屠呦呦是谁。
So before the announcement of the recipient of the Nobel Prize, in physiology and medicine, not many people knew about the person by the name of 屠呦呦。
他虽然杰出，但是三无。人说他是三无，怎么三无呢？无留洋经历，无博士学位，无院士头衔。
Even though she was very good at what she do, but she had three no's. One, she never studied abroad. Two, she had no doctor's degree. And three, she was not an academician.
所以由这个我想到耶稣是救主，可耶稣也是三无。他怎么哪个三无呢？第一没有名声，第二没有钱财，第三没有权势。
And even though Jesus is a savior, he also had three no's. He had no fame, he has no wealth, and no power.
救世主、新生王、上帝的爱子从天上降临人间，要拯救世人，出黑暗入奇妙光明的基督，在自己的家乡没有人知道，也不被尊重。
And so this Jesus, who was the newborn king, who was the Son of God, he was born to save us from the darkness. But in his hometown, people didn't know about him.
直到外邦的智者结队寻觅而来，人们才有点慌了。这实在是极大的讽刺。
Now, until the foreigners came looking for him, then the people, the locals, suddenly realized that there was a newborn king among them.
世人啊，常常以财富为人生的第一追求目标。
So for us, usually, the number one thing that we are seeking after is wealth.
有人向我推荐了一个脱口秀的这个节目，那个主持人呢，姓不提他姓了，免得你回去找他。这个主持人呢，讲话非常风趣啊，我也常常听他的这个脱口秀。
So somebody mentioned to me that about a talk show, and then the host, the talk show is called Logic Talk Show.And then the host was a witty and humorous person.
他在节目当中有一次讲他们公司的文化，说跟别的地方都不一样。
So one time he mentioned about the culture of his company.
他说他们公司人力资源呢，就是 HR 的这个人呢，人力资源的主管跟员工谈话的时候，从来不谈远大理想，从来不谈人生追求啊，嫌烦，就一个主题，你要多少钱？
So he said that the human resource director, when the director talks to the employees, they wouldn't talk about their goal, their dreams. They only talk about one thing. How much money do you want to make?
比赤裸裸的追求财富高一层的这样的境界是追求知识。
Now, if we go one level above seeking wealth, which is seeking knowledge.
大家都知道这句名言，知识就是力量。
You all know the saying, knowledge is power.
但是什么是知识啊？基本的意思说知识就是说你知道的事情，对不对？你知道的有多少？你知道的、你会做的和你经历过的事情之和知识。
But what is power? Excuse me. What is knowledge? Knowledge is something that you know.
好，你看英文怎么说？刚才一刚讲了 ，knowledge 就是 know 嘛。
So knowledge is something that you know.
从这个意义上说。从这个意义上说 ，Google 是这个世界上最强大的了。
So who has the most knowledge, Mr. Google?
啊，所以 Mr. Google 都是我们平常要问的啊。
So we always ask Mr. Google questions.
我们现在有句话叫做“外事不决问谷歌，内事不决问老婆”。
So there's a saying that if you want to know about the external matters, you ask Mr. Google. If you want to know about internal matters, you ask your wife.
而圣经告诉我们要追求智慧。
And the Bible tells us to seek knowledge, or to seek wisdom.
箴言上说，得智慧、得聪明的，这人变为有福，因为得智慧胜过得银子，其利益强如金金。
Proverbs 3:13-14 says, Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding, for the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold.
如果说知识是结构化的经验、价值、相关信息和专家洞察力的融合，提供了评价和产生新的经验和信息的框架，那么智慧就是正确的运用知识的能力。
So if we say knowledge is the integration of structured experiences, value, relevant information, and expert insights that provides a framework for evaluating and generating new experiences and information,Then wisdom is the ability to use knowledge to make proper judgment.
知识就是正确，智慧就是正确使用知识做出恰当判断的能力啊！我给大家看一段话，这段话呢是早期哈佛大学的校训。这句话这样说的：让每一个学生都清楚教导，都被清楚教导，并被督促认真思考。学生生活和学习的最终目标是认识上帝，认识耶稣基督，因为这就是永生，并让每一个学生因此把基督作为一切健全的知识和学习的根基，让每一个人因为明了上主是智慧的源头 而暗自祈祷，以求努力装备自己，寻求来自上帝的智慧。
So this is the mission statement of Harvard University in 1646. It says, let every student be plainly instructed and earnestly pressed to consider well the man end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom, as the only foundation of all sound knowledge is learning, and seeing the Lord only give us wisdom, let everyone seriously set himself by prayer in secret to serve it of him. I'm sorry, to seek it of him.
在哈佛的这个校徽上还能看见一个拉丁字啊，这个拉丁字的意思就是真理。
You can still see the Latin word on the logo of Harvard University, and that word translates into truth.
真正的智慧是在真理之中的。追求智慧的最高境界是探究上帝的话语。
So we can find truth in wisdom. I'm sorry, we can find wisdom in truth, and then the true wisdom is to study God's word.
这个东方智者呀，他重视永恒的真理，啊，他远道赶来的时候啊，他是专门去寻找这个刚刚降生的救世主。
So the wise men from the east, they value the true meaning of truth. And so they came from the east to look for the newborn king.
他们的智慧表现在这两方面。第一，他们看重的是人类的救主，而不是世上的君王。第二，他们看重的是将来的盼望，而不是当下的利益。
So we can summarize their wisdom in two statements. First is that they are seeking the Savior rather than making up to a king. And secondly, they are focusing on the future rather than caring only for the present.
东方智者远道赶来，绕王宫而不入，单单寻找那生下来做犹太人之王的婴孩，反映出他们的世界观跟价值取向。
So we can see their value system. They came from far away, but they did not enter the palace.Instead, they were looking for the newborn king.
在刚才我们读的圣经第一节跟第二节之间呢，啊，原文圣经中有一个字，有一个希腊字，在和合本圣经当中呢没有翻译。这个字呢是希腊文的虚词，叫eido。
So between verses 1 and 2, there was a Latin word. I'm sorry, a Greek word that was not translated in the Chinese Bible, but in English, it was translated as the word behold.
这什么意思啊？要表达那个当时那个极其强烈的情绪，就是看呐，天呐，不得了了。
So that word, so they were very surprised.
天呐，不得了了，竟然有一群智者从遥远的东方来寻找我们犹太人的新生王。这就是当初这个整个的团队进入耶路撒冷城时所带来的爆炸性效应。
So behold,wise men from the east came to Jerusalem looking for a newborn king.
所以这个圣经呢提醒我们要学习东方智者的眼光，不看世上的君王，而看重人类的救主。
So we should learn from the wise men to fix our eyes on the Savior rather than on an earthly king.
一颗新星升起来的时候，很多人都看见，会有不同的解释，唯有东方博士以救主降生来诠释。
So there are a lot of explanations about a new star, but only the wise men from the east, they saw the star and they realized there was a newborn king.
首先因为是他们对上帝的话语，特别是旧约当中的预言有相当深入的研究。
First, because they study the prophecies in the Old Testament.
他们应当是熟读摩西五经的。
So they probably studied the Torah.
他们知道民数记上说的有星要出于雅各，有杖要兴于以色列。
So they knew that in Numbers chapter 24 verse 17 it says, a star shall come out of Jacob and a scepter shall rise out of Israel.
他们也知道伯利恒以法他呀，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
And also, but you Bethlehem Ephrathah,Who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be a ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days.
当他们把这两段经文连在一起的时候，他们就懂得以赛亚书中的预言了。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
So when they combine these two verses, they realize what was mentioned in the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. It says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
追寻救主而不是迎逢君王，着眼未来而不是只顾当下，在圣婴面前东方博士展示出真正的智慧。
So again, seeking the Savior rather than making up to a king, and focusing on the future rather than caring only for the present, and we see the true wisdom from the wise men from the East.
第二个方面是他们跟随圣灵的带领。
And number two, following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在经文当中，我们首先看到了大希律的愚昧。
So first, we saw the foolishness of Herod the Great.
而且合成的人都愚昧，他们回答不出东方博士的问题。
And also the foolishness of the people of Jerusalem, because they couldn't answer the question of the wise man.
经文中特别说大希律召集了各样的人，可见大希律当时急了。
So the Bible tells us that Herod assembling all the chief priests and everyone.
把科学院的各高校的精英全都召集在一起了。
So he assembled all the wise people.
可是你一问，原来他们知道救主应该生在伯利恒。
And then you will think that they would knew and from the Bible we saw that they knew that the Savior was to be born in Bethlehem.
他们竟然知道，他们为什么不把耶稣当作救主来崇拜呢
？So if they knew, why didn't they treat Jesus as a newborn King, a Savior?
就像约翰福音第一章中所感叹的。说救主到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
Just like it said in John 1:11, He Jesus came to his own, and his own people did not receive him.
人的愚昧不是因为没有知识，人的愚昧是因为没有听信神的话。
Human ignorance is not due to lack of knowledge, but due to not believing in God's word and revelation.
如果你不相信神的启示。空有一套关于救主的知识，那也是没有用的，也不能救你出黑暗。
So if you do not believe in God's revelation, having the knowledge about the Savior without the guidance of the Holy Spirit is useless.
我们今天也是一样，当我们听到别人向我们讲述神的故事的时候，我们不要总是企图把它解释成心理作用啊、碰巧啦这些东西。
So when we hear other people talking about the gospel,Don't think that it's just a coincidence.
如果我们永远是用心理学、用巧合来解释的话，我们就很容易与上帝擦肩而过。
So if we always see these gospels as coincidence, then we will never have a relationship with our God.
一颗星在夜空中升起，熠熠闪亮的时候，人们会想去解释它。是星云爆炸呢，还是彗星掠过呢，还是土星、木星几大行星交汇在一起了
？So when there is a bright star in the sky, sometimes we will try to explain it. Is it a nebula explosion? Is it a comet? Or is perhaps when Saturn and Jupiter came together?
这件事情用天文学没有办法解释得清楚，因为这件事本质上是一件神迹。
So we cannot explain this with astronomy.Because this was simply a miracle.
而且这颗星闪亮耀眼，被很多人看到，但是却只有东方博士把这颗星跟上帝的预言连在了一起。
Many people saw the bright shining star, but only the wise man from the east was able to link that star with a newborn king.
研究星象的人虽多，但是这一伙人跟着一颗星跋山涉水，餐风露宿2000多公里。这历史上恐怕没有第二件。
So many people study astronomy, but only the wise men they follow the star for thousands of miles.
这是历史上最了不起的追星族，可以列入吉尼斯世界纪录。
So these are the most famous groupies. We can probably put them in the Guinness World Record book.
他们能坚持那么久，其实不容易的。一定是在他们是昼伏夜出嘛，晚上走。他们在夜空中一定是一面仰望这个星空，一面向上帝祈祷的。
So they had a very difficult journey. We can imagine that at night they were looking upon the star. While they were looking upon the star, they were probably pondering God's words and praying to God.
所以上帝是启示的神，他应许叩门就开门，寻找就寻见，所以一路带领他们到了耶路撒冷。
So our God is a God of revelation. So He would answer if we knock, and we will find if we seek. So God was guiding them all the way through.
东方博士还有一个非常好的品质，值得我们学习的，就是他们都是行动派，他们不是光看不动。
They also have a quality. They are activists. They were not just sitting and waiting, but they acted.
当真理展现在你面前的时候，神迹展现在你面前的时候，你要迈开追随真理的脚步，这是需要勇气和信心的。
So we need courage and faith when we see faith in front of, excuse me, when we see truth in front of us, and then we should act.
一颗星就是一颗天上一颗孤零零的星星，怎么能带人找到千里之外的一间小房子呢？这是开玩笑吗
？How can a lonely star lead people to a house thousands of miles away？
现代科技啊，我们知道有 GPS 卫星定位系统，你们知道需要几颗卫星才能定位吗
？Do you know how many satellites it needs for a GPS to work？
至少需要四颗卫星才能定位。
At least four satellites。
今年夏天，我跟青林去带领一个退休会，在洛杉矶东面荒山野岭当中的一个小地方。
So this past summer, my wife and I were leading a retreat in a remote area east of Los Angeles.
我们事先做了功课，早早出发。现在想来，也是靠圣灵的带领，很早就到了那个地方。
So of course we studied the route. It was a rural area, and we arrived early.
啊，主办的同工有好几个迟迟都不露面。
But then the co-workers, the co-workers did not show up.
迟了好几个小时，终于到了。那些人擦着满头的汗水说：“哎呀，这个路可真难找啊。”
Finally, after a few hours, some co-workers showed up, and they were sweating because they were lost.
他们用了四种工具来找路。
They had four equipments to find a place.
两部智能手机，一部安卓，一部 Apple。
They had two smart devices, an Android and an Apple's devices.
一部传统的 GPS.
And then a GPS.
再加上一本纸质的地图。
And a book of maps.
还是迷了路。
But they still lost. They still got lost.
你想想2000年前得有多难。
So now turn the clock back 2000 years ago. 2000 years, how much more difficult would that be?
经文说那颗星忽然在他们前头行。那就是说那个星在带着他们走走走走那个星突然停住了而且那个星光聚拢像探照灯一样的把那个光打在一个小房子上这时候他们才能知道这间就是他们要找的那个房间
And the Bible says Behold the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was It's like a spotlight shining on the little house
这是神迹啊
That was a miracle
当人有追求智慧的心的时候上帝就赐下圣灵引导当人服从圣灵的引导的时候上帝就赐下永生的祝福
So if we have a heart to seek wisdom God will send his guidance And when we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit We will receive eternal blessing
有一个中国科大少年班出身的学者在 UCLA 做博士后
So there was a person who graduated from China University of Technology School of the Young Gifted and he was doing his postdoc in UCLA
他向导师提出来要研究一种病毒的结构
So he asked his professor to study the structure of a certain kind of virus
他的老师说不要那个太难了你做不出来英国专家带着团队做了很久都没有徒劳无功你就别做了
And his professor told him noBecause he said that there were a group of British professionals who spent some time studying the structure and they failed. So you should give up.
这是一个东方来的博士哦，他不仅是博士，而且是基督徒。
So this was a doctor from the East, from China, and he was also a Christian.
他经过祷告之后，再去找导师说：“你就给我三个月的时间，让我试一试。不行，我就作罢。”
So after praying, he went back to his professor and asked for 3 months to study this. So he told his professor, "Well, if I spend 3 months and I still cannot come up with any results, then I will give up."
啊，导师同意了。于是他一面研究，一面祷告，求神赐智慧，也求神引路。
So his professor agreed, and then so he was studying the structure and while he was praying.
啊，三个月的期限很快就要到了，他的研究似乎陷入了停顿，完全失掉了方向。
And the deadline was fast approaching, and he still didn't come up with any results.
他继续来到神的面前，切切的祷告。
So he continued to pray.
在一个早晨，他灵修的时候，他又为主向主祈祷，为他的这个研究的事项向主祈祷。这个时候，他手机响了，手机的铃声响了。
So one morning, as he was doing his morning devotional, he was still praying about this study, a research, and then his cell phone rang.
这个手机铃声呢，是他已经听了多少遍的莫扎特 C 大调钢琴奏鸣曲。
And the ringtone of his cell phone was Mozart Piano Sonata in C.
我们很多弹琴的人都弹过吧？噔
噔噔。So many of you probably played this before.
对对，你没听过，你爸爸妈妈还记得啊
？Yeah, if you have not heard of this, your parents probably remember this.
结果在这个铃声当中，从圣灵那儿来有一个启示打到他的脑子里，说你要找的病毒结构在这段音乐里。
And then he got the revelation from the Holy Spirit saying that what you are looking for is in this ringtone.
哎，这个弟兄偏偏是特别懂音乐的一个弟兄，他意识到这是圣灵的启示和带领。
And he probably knew music, and he recognized that this was the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
结果从这个思路入手，他解决了问题，做出了结果。
So from this approach, he was able to come up with the result he was looking for.
他的妻子告诉我这个见证之后呢，我还专门上网去查了他的文章，查了他的 paper。
So after his wife gave me this testimony, I went online and looked up his paper.
然后他们团队的这个论文当中有一章是讲他的立体结构的时候，那是有一段视频，那个视频你一点视频出来说那个病毒是转着出来的，噔噔噔噔噔噔噔。
So if you go online, you will find a video.And then the background music was that piano sonata in C. And then when you see the structure of that virus rotating.
所以上帝是创造之主，上帝是智慧之源，随从圣灵的带领才是人生的真智慧。
So God is the Lord of creation and the source of wisdom. True wisdom comes from following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
看重启示而不是依靠经验，采取行动而不是观望犹疑。在圣婴面前，东方博士展示出真正的智慧。
So valuing revelations rather than relying on experiences, and taking actions rather than waiting in hesitation, and again we see the true wisdom from the wise men from the East.
最后第三部分我们讲是敬拜基督的尊荣。
And number three, worshiping the majesty of the Christ.
我们刚才经文当中读到啊，当耶稣降生的时候，东方博士欢欣鼓舞。但是大希律跟耶路撒冷的合成的众人却心神不安。那个不安的希腊原文呢，就是在英译当中被译成了 trouble。
So we read in the Bible that the wise men from the east rejoice exceedingly with great joy, and yet Herod and the people of Jerusalem were troubled.
这个 trouble 啊，就只说内心的深处被强烈的搅动而陷入混乱的状态。
So the word trouble, this word trouble means that the heart is greatly disturbed into a state of confusion.
大希律是敌基督的预表，而代表罪和邪恶的权势。那耶路撒冷呢，在这里代表世界的价值观跟思想体系。
Herod the Great was the typology of the Antichrist, and he represents sin and the power of evil.And Jerusalem represents the worldly value system and ideology.
耶稣来，咱们在新约中读到了，耶稣来就是要震动这个世界， 审判这个世界，所以这些人就被 troubled 了，他们就深感不安。
And Jesus came to shook the world and to judge the world, so that's why these people were troubled.
圣婴无言，撼动王权，何从何去？一念之间。
So without words, baby Jesus shook the king's authority, and in a split second, a decision was made.
大希律选择了与耶稣为敌，他故作神秘，悄悄地把博士招来，让他们给自己报信，是假意说我好也去拜他。
So Herod the Great chose to be an enemy with Christ. He summoned the wise men secretly, and he said that so that I can go and worship him.
其实他的心里的念头是我好去杀他。
Of course, what he meant was that so I can go and kill him.
大希律何其愚蠢啊！若耶稣不是基督，基督就是救世主的意思。耶稣不是基督，你用不着杀他。耶稣若真是基督，你又岂能杀得了他？
So we see the foolishness of Herod the Great. If Jesus was not the Christ, the Messiah, why would he need to kill him? But if Jesus was indeed the Messiah, would he be able to kill him?
耶稣是生下来做犹太人之王的，而且是万王之王，万主之主。在这个婴孩的面前，审判的宝座已经设立了。
So Jesus was born to be the king of the Jews, and not only that, he is the king of kings and the lord of lords.
接下来的发生的事是博士们遵照主的指示绕路从南边去了，因为耶路撒冷是在北边，绕路从南方离去，后来耶稣一家人也逃往埃及。
So then next we read in the Bible that they were warned in a dream to not go back to Herod, so they went back homefrom the south. And later on, we also learned that Jesus and his parents also escaped to the south, to Egypt.
大希律阴谋落空，发怒，杀尽了伯利恒所有两岁以内的男孩。
And then because Herod failed in his attempt to kill Jesus, then he massacred all the baby boys 2 years and younger in Bethlehem.
那他自己的下场呢？按照史书记载，他是发疯而死。
And then what happened to him? In the Bible, it tells us that he became a madman, and then he died.
圣经里没直接说，历史上有记载，就是他是发疯而死。这就是神的审判，在耶稣面前不肯悔改，结局是灭亡。
I'm sorry, that was not recorded in the Bible. That was from the history. So when God's judgment came, and he was destroyed.
所以在这儿我们看到博士的真智慧再次显露出来。他们降卑自己，匍匐敬拜那尚在襁褓之中的婴孩。他们知道他不仅是犹太人的王，而且是全人类的救主。
So again, we see the wisdom of the wise men. They humble themselves and they recognize this newborn king who is also the savior for the whole world.
在耶稣面前降服、认罪、悔改，他的恩典就拯救我们出死入生，走向永恒。
So if we humble ourselves in Jesus, His grace will lead us into eternal life.
博士们献上了他们的礼物。
So the wise men presented their gifts.
黄金、乳香、末药。
They presented gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
圣经学者们说，黄金代表耶稣的君王之尊，乳香表示他谦和的神性，末药则预表他的受死和埋葬。
So some Bible scholars said that the gold represents the majesty of Jesus, and frankincense represents the humble personality of Jesus, and myrrh points to his death and burial.
或许博士们也没想那么多，这三样是他们所有的最珍贵、最宝贵的东西，他们把最好的东西拿出来献给耶稣，这个意思就是要降服，就是要对他忠心。
So the wise men probably didn't think about these meanings, but they presented what's most valuable to them. And so we see that they humble themselves in front of the authority of Jesus.
刚才我们说了，那个献礼物是降服效忠的意思。所以从这个时刻起，东方博士就从慕道友转为耶稣基督的敬拜者了。
So then, presenting the gift means that they humble themselves in front of Jesus. So from that point on, these wise men turn from seekers into worshippers.
他们的身影就这样永远的被铭记在历史当中了。
And their story was recorded in the history book.
降卑自己而不是骄傲拒绝，奉献珍宝而不是贪恋世界，在圣婴面前东方博士展示出真正的智慧。
So humbling ourselves rather than refusing in pride, and offering treasures rather than loving the world, again we see the true wisdom in the wise men from the east.
有诗为证，智者出东方，千里追星光，乾坤天地小，经史日月长，高台论旧主，小屋献乳香，满载喜讯去，驼铃洒南江。他们的故事千古传颂。
So here's a poem about the wise men. So wise men from the east, following a star for thousands of miles, the world is small, the history is long, chatting about a savior in the palace, presenting frankincense in a little house, leaving with great news, riding camels all the way home.
哇，他翻得好不好啊？哇，我原来说可以不用翻呢，翻得很好哈。哇，谢谢谢谢，太好了。最近呢，出了两条新闻，这两个新闻本来不相关，但是放在一起呢，却启发人思考。
So lately there were two news items. They were not related, but let's look at them together.
一则是原大连实德集团的董事长徐明，亿万富豪，犯了事儿坐牢，马上就要出狱了，却暴死狱中，44岁。
So the first news item was about a man who's the chairman of the board of the 实德 group in Dalian, and because of some illegal matters, he was put in prison. And just about the time when he was to be released, he died in the prison at age 44.
北大法学院的一个教授评论他说，他活的张扬，判的诡异，死的神秘。
So there's a person who said that this person lived a public life and sentenced in a strange way and died mysteriously.
另外一个是右边这个啊，是关于 Facebook 的创办人，国人亲切的称呼他为小渣。
Okay, and the other news item is you see on the right hand side, the co-founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg.
小渣把450亿美金的身家都捐出来了。这两个人呢，一个人是70后，一个是80后，而这个徐明的悲催跟小扎的潇洒形成了强烈的对比。
So Zuckerberg pledged to donate $45 billion, billions dollars in his lifetime. So now we see a big contrast between the chairman of the board who died in a prison and Zuckerberg.
大家都说徐明跟错了人，走错了路。
And people say that 徐明 the chairman of the board who died in prison, he followed the wrong person and he chose the wrong road.
在耶稣基督面前有两条路，每个人都必须做选择的。
So in front of Jesus Christ, there are two roads.
一条是
everyone needs to make a decision.
一条是沿着大希律的思路走，一拒绝，二抵挡，三灭亡。
So one follows the reasoning of Herod the Great, and so we see refusal, resistance, and destruction.
另一条是沿着东方智者的思路走，一寻求，二传扬，三敬仰。
And the other one follows the reasoning of the wise man. So we see seeking, proclaiming, and worshiping.
所以我们来稍微小结一下今天的信息。
So in conclusion,
我们这样说，追寻救主，着眼未来，提醒我们好好研读神的话语。
So seeking the Savior and focusing on the future will remind us to study God's words.
看重启示，采取行动，就敦促我们努力完成主的使命。
And valuing revelations and taking actions will urge us to carry out the Lord's commission.
降卑自己，采取行动，激励我们竭力追求主的生命。
And humbling ourselves and offering treasures will drive us to pursue life in the Lord.
愿我们一起像摩西当年那样来向主祷告。
So may we pray like what Moses prayed.
把这些经文打出来，我们大家一起来读，我们一起来读。
Let's read this together.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
知道你是智慧的源头，你是拯救的恩主。
We know that you are the source of wisdom, and you are the Savior.
就求你借着今天的经文开我们的心，开我们的眼。
Open our hearts, open our eyes through today's message.
让我们奉献一生来跟随你。
So that we can commit ourselves to follow you.
走智慧的道路。
To walk the road of wisdom.
走真理的道路。
To walk the road of truth.
走永生的道路。
To walk the road of eternal life.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all rise as we respond in one song together.
A story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and light, a story of peace and light. For the darkness shall turn to the dawning.And the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a Savior to show to the nations who the paths of sorrow have trod, that all of the world's great peoplesMight come to the truth of God. Might come to the truth of God. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light.
Sing again, we have a Savior.
We've a Savior to show to the nations who the paths of sorrow have trod, that all of the world's great peoples might come to the truth of God, might come to the truth of God. For the darkness shall turn to dawning,And the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth, the kingdom of love and light.
Sing it, for the darkness.
For the darkness shall turn to the dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come on earth,The kingdom of love and light.
Let's pray. 祷告。天父，我们献上一切的感谢跟赞美，为了这早晨，你再次提醒我们，你借着东方智者的智慧。主，你让我们知道我们这一生当中，我们需要真实的明白你的话语。我们不单单的明白，我们也愿意追求，也愿意顺从圣灵的带领，来传扬主你自己的话语，也让我们的生命可以成为主你自己好的一个见证，在众人当中我们一起来敬拜赞美主你自己。我们这早晨为你自己的信实献上感谢， 为着你赐给我们一切的丰盛，你也在我们每天的生活当中，你丰丰富富的赐予给我们。我们也在你面前献上你原本属于你自己的，也愿意我们在你面前的奉献，也将你所当得的荣耀归给你。求你自己悦纳我们的奉献，也愿意你自己使用在你自己的国度、你自己的荣耀上面，也让许多的人因着我们的奉献而得到祝福。Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, for your reminder. Through the wisdom of the wise men from the east, we pray that we will continue to seek your truth in the Bible, and we continue to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and we'll make our life a life that we will continue to worship you. We thank you for your faithfulness. You are an abundant God, and out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. We give you this offering. We pray that you'll be honored greatly this day as we give you what is already yours. Please take it and use it for your kingdom and your glory. May it be a blessing for many.